Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and for the next few minutes, I'll be your croupier, as we're starting an occasional new segment called iPod Roulette, in which we ask one of our on-air guests to bring their iPod in, and we set it to shuffle, and whatever comes up, and hopefully it won't be this Bon Jovi track from 1984, our guest then has to explain. So, Parker Gisbert, the guitarist and singer from the band The Wiggs, who's been playing for us today, has brought in his iPod, and let's roll the roulette wheel and see what comes up first.
Oh, God.
Well, there's the roulette wheel. And let's see what we get from Parker's iPod.
My soul collapsed into a big old wad. Some big thunder law forces me to eat shit. And if I was a word, could my letters number 100 more likely cost
me? Well, that is the Minutemen, Parker.
Oh, nice.
Song that will probably end in a few seconds.
Yeah.
So the Minutemen.
The Minutemen, yes.
Tell us about the aptly named band.
Yeah, well, actually, they didn't name themselves after their songs being a minute long. I just found out. I read that Michael Azared book, Our Band Could Be Your Life, and they have a chapter in there, and Julian actually had a couple of their records, and I just threw them on my iPod so I can start listening to them.
Oh, so this is a band that you're kind of in the process
yes,
of
this is
discovering.
New for me.
Ah, okay.
New for me.
Well, in fact, many of their songs are quite short, so that's the first thing that pops up on Parker's iPod. Let's spin the wheel and see what's next. Great song, Parker. This is the Creedence Clearwater Revival version of I Put a Spell on You. Yeah. Are you a CCR fan from way back?
It's new again. Like I said, I try to keep things, and we buy a ton of CDs on the road, constantly CD shopping, and people have been telling me for years that I need to get some Creedence, and I didn't really know where to start. I tried to find Green River, but it's just the greatest hits collections that you find in the store, and that's what that was off of.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the production on those recordings is pretty amazing.
So is that what the iPod is for when you're on the road, is basically kind of like music history?
Yeah, well, and it's so much easier to travel with. Like I said, we buy so many records, and we have to stop and ship them home, mail them home, and, you know, it's a good way to just throw them all on there and
okay.
be able to
now,
get through them.
Is this how you do you do the shuffle thing, or because you're...
I never do shuffle.
Yeah, see, I don't do
that. I just listen to albums all the way through.
Okay. All right, so Minutemen, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Let's give the wheel one more spin. Let's play iPod Roulette and see what comes up.
Nice! That's what I'm talking about.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights.
Yes.
The quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I
All right, Parker,
the
I'm
lights.
A little surprised. Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
I Wish I Were in Love Again.
Oh, yeah. This is off the Capitol Years kind of box set, which I just got. I have a lot of Sinatra on vinyl and not too much on CD, so... the Capitol Years is, I guess it's three discs, and it's pretty extensive. It's pretty good box set, pretty comprehensive, and, you know, got some good hits on there, I guess.
So do you go for the kind of early, you know, like the bluesy 50s records, you know, Frank Sinatra sings for only the lonely and that kind of stuff, or do you like the later?
I'm kind of all over the place. It's tough to get the albums themselves now. You know, you get just tons of collections, like this one, obviously. But yeah, I'm down with Frank in any era.
All right. Well, Parker, thank you for playing our little game of iPod Roulette.
That was fun.
A little surprise ending there with the Frank Sinatra. A bit more from the Wigs in the background, which is Parker's band. And to the members of the Wigs, thank you guys for coming in and playing for us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us.
And that'll do it for our program today. You can go to WNYC.org to download podcasts of full episodes of Soundcheck. Our daily podcast now includes in-studio performances. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, the top songs of the 1960s contained an average of 176 words. These days, hit songs regularly top the 500-word mark. We'll debate the quantity and quality in pop music lyrics tomorrow. Also, Lawston Harris, the pianist and jazz singer, shares his take on songs of the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra et al. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we've had help today from Richard Rusinkovich. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC.